It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When it comes to hauntings, especially oppressive type hauntings, they can start out pretty tame. They really can. That's why it's always interesting when we get ghost stories and people sharing their experiences, and they're only a month or two in, or even less than that sometimes. And they're rather chipper about them, saying, oh, it's great. I'm totally cool. I'm totally at peace with this ghost, and seems to be kind of silly. You know, just kind of opens cupboards, kind of does this or that. But, you know, it's not evil or anything. Always very cautious about that, because that it's kind of how it works sometimes. It's almost like it's trying to gain your trust. Sometimes with the living, that's how it works, too. You meet somebody, they seem very nice, very kind, warm, and slowly but surely, the more that you get to know them, the more that you gain their trust and they gain your trust. Sometimes personalities start to change and some true colors start to come out, and you start to realize, oh my God, what the hell? This is nothing like what that person was the first couple of months that you knew them. That's, you know, that can happen with the living, and yes, it can also happen with the dead. Sometimes it is what was once a living person, you know, almost going through that same cycle, except they're on the dead side of things. Sometimes, though, that thing on the other side is not so living, or never was so living, and its goal is simply to oppress. In our next story, it's hard to say where it's going to go, but it does start out very much innocent. Almost like Casper the Friendly Ghost. It's something there. We don't know quite what it is. But our story takes us down a path of oppression, or at least the beginning stages of it. Might be a warning to some out there who are having a ghostly or a haunting experience as to how quickly things can begin to change. And the things it wants to affect start to go beyond just the kitchen cupboards. Take a listen. Take a listen. My family bought and moved into a new house at the end of August of this year. I really like the house that we live in, and up to this point, I've never really felt any presence or anything, as I have in my past several residences. When I moved in, the house had a comfortable, inviting aura, and I was sure that I could just relax. Let me give you a brief description of where I live. It's in a rural part of Corona, California. Corona, if you don't know already, has had its own paranormal investigation society, and I've heard a few active spots in my area, including Horse Thieves Canyon Road, where a lot of people have had an array of different experiences. Fortunately, I live a distance from there in a small but comfortable community. Our house was built around 2000, and the previous owners lived there until they were forced into foreclosure. The bank-owned house, and it sat unoccupied for 2 years, collecting dust overgrown with weeds and graffiti on the walls and cabinets from a few kids who had broken in to have a safe place to smoke. We know this because when we were first looking through the house, we noticed a few minuscule cigarette burns on the carpet along with all the graffiti, which was also painted over. Also, rocks had been thrown at the windows, leaving little holes in the outer panes of the upstairs game room windows overlooking the street, and it looks like someone shot the guest bedroom window downstairs with a pellet gun. Other than those minor things, the house is in great shape, with properly working plumbing, electricity, and ventilation. When we moved in, there was always a lot of movement going on with us moving furniture, unpacking boxes, etc. Now that things have calmed down quite a bit, it seems that whatever strange events going on in my house is either amplified by the calmness or otherwise didn't start happening until our family calmed down. One thing we noticed right away was that all our cell phones seem to lose signal as soon as we enter the first street of our community, and connections are inconsistent between that spot and the cow farm behind us. That in and of itself isn't too terribly strange. We've gotten to know the spots well, and we don't use our phones in those areas because we know they will usually drop the call. I'm a pretty observant person, and I noticed right away that the cupboard doors seem to open on their own rather often, though I had never actually witnessed it. I'd wake up in the morning to get ready for work, and several of them would be wide open. They're new cupboards, and they were constructed very well, and we've checked that they all close and hinge properly. There's even a little weight to the doors so that they close partially on their own. They're all just fine, so something had to open them. I thought this might have been the cats playing in them and exploring, but then I started noticing that cupboard doors I couldn't possibly reach were somehow opening themselves at night. But okay, so what? A few cupboard doors don't like to stay closed. Bizarre, but nothing serious. Probably something to do with gravity. The next thing I noticed was the pantry doors, and one of my cats had a habit of sleeping in the bathroom cupboards. I decided to start shutting the bathroom doors at night to keep him out. This would also rule out the possibility that the cupboards opening in the bathroom had something to do with him. However, I'd wake up the next morning to find the pantry door either wide open or halfway closed, and all the bathroom doors open. I thought maybe my brother might be sneaking down at night for a snack, or that my dad had left the pantry door open when he made his lunch before everyone else got up. Those were explainable. We have four bathrooms throughout the house, in my parents' room, next to the game room, next to my room, and downstairs next to the guest bedroom. All of them are open, and I doubt that someone waking up in the middle of the night will just go through and open all of the doors. Again, all the doors have been checked and were hinged and closed properly. But again, no big deal. The next noticeable thing, and this time it was my stepmom who pointed it out, was a bit stranger, but could potentially be explained by the cats, though I think it's unlikely. We have a set of decorative pillows that sit on the couches. Every morning without fail, we wake to find a single pillow in the middle of the floor. The other ones are where they were last. And the funny thing is, it's not even the same pillow. It's different pillows each time, but one of them is always on the floor in the exact same spot. A bit stranger and more unexplainable? No. The worst of it kept me from sleeping last night. I was having a hard time sleeping, so I was on my computer messing around. I kept getting the feeling of being watched, so I glanced over my shoulder every so often to find that nothing was there. I thought I was just silly. My brother was still awake in his bedroom with his music on low, and I heard him talking to someone on the phone. My parents were asleep and called my fiancé and decided to talk to him for a little while. He reassured me that everything was okay, and that if I needed him to come over, he would. I decided that I would try to go to bed as it was already very late, past 1:30 a.m., so I laid down. I couldn't sleep, however. I couldn't shake the feeling that someone was nearby me, and I didn't belong there. Out of nowhere, I heard this loud series of pops, like sounds someone makes when they poke ventilation holes in the plastic seal over a frozen dinner plate with a fork. I thought that my brother might have gone downstairs for food, though I hadn't heard him open his door. Still, I decided to call my fiancé back, and I told him about the sound. I asked him to stay on the phone with me in case I went downstairs to check things out and found that someone had broken in or something, though that didn't seem likely because we have a house alarm. I knew instantly that it wasn't my brother because as I walked out into the hallway, I could still hear his voice from within his room. I went downstairs with my fiancé, still on the phone with me. I could see the kitchen light on. When I got to the kitchen, no one was around and nothing was out of place. The cats were nowhere to be seen, but I didn't think it was them that had caused the noise anyway. I was telling my fiancé how strange it was, and my phone suddenly started freaking out. He was talking to me, but his voice began skipping and in between. I could hear static and interference so loud that it made me pull the phone away from my ear because it hurt. Usually if we had bad reception, the call would drop, but I had never experienced any interference. Then, as if on cue, the call dropped. I was getting a bit freaked out, and on top of that, I had the watched feeling very strong in my gut. I jogged back upstairs and immediately tried calling my fiancé back on the house phone. I tried calling him 4 times. The line refused to go through, and it's a landline that I've never experienced problems with. I made sure I was dialing the right number, too. Finally, I picked up my cell phone again and called him, and this time, he answered. He told me that he hadn't had any missed calls from me. I was really tripping out now, so I decided to stay upstairs for the rest of the night. I shut and locked my door. I was sure that if I said anything to my brother, he'd just have a laugh and tell me to go to bed. I fired up the Xbox and played a few rounds of a game with my fiancé, which allowed me to keep talking to him through the voice chat. After a while, I started feeling tired again, so I told him that I would try to get some sleep and worry about it the next day, and he promised to stay by the phone in case I called him back. I turned the lights out, put some music on, and lay down with a big comfy blanket, a blanket that my fiancé had bought for me a while back. It reminds me of him and makes me feel safe. I figured that I needed all the comfort I could get right then. I remember glancing back at the clock before I took my glasses off, and it read 1:57. For a few minutes, I tried to sleep. I lay flat on my stomach with the blanket pulled up and around my shoulders and did my best to clear my mind. After only a few minutes, I felt the same feeling of being watched again, but this time it was close and almost crushing. My instincts were screaming at me to yell or get up and run out of the room. The first thing I did was begin counting my breaths and listening steadily to the sounds around me, just to make sure that I was awake. I could feel someone's presence very strongly, as though they were standing right over me. Suddenly, the room seemed to get very hot. I could feel my face getting warm and heat spreading across me like a fever. I began to hear sporadic tapping sounds, much louder than my music, that sounded like they were coming from my window. I was too afraid to open my eyes, so I did my best to ignore it. It wasn't long before the feeling got so strong that I began feeling sick to my stomach and a bit dizzy. I felt like someone was leaning over my shoulder very close to my face, and I could even feel short, warm puffs of air like someone breathing above me. It scared me so much because most of the stories I heard about ghosts and apparitions tell of the room getting very cold. Now here I was, afraid that somehow a living person had crept into my room and hid in my closet or something, waiting for me to make myself vulnerable. I just couldn't take it anymore. I told myself that even if I saw something that scared me, I'd have to do my best to be brave and tell it to go away. If it was a person, I would fight and scream. I turned over very quickly and threw the blanket back, but nothing was there. I did not speak out loud, but very strongly in my head, I said, "Stop it, I'm trying to sleep." The tapping noises suddenly stopped, and the oppressive feeling left the room almost instantly. Seriously concerned, I got up and called my fiancé. Back again to explain what had happened, though something told me to leave out the part about the feelings I had that someone was leaning over me. It was 2:07 a.m., exactly 10 minutes from the second time I tried to lie down. He answered and we talked for a little while. He told me that I should spend a little time doing something until I was so exhausted that I just fall asleep easily. So I got on my computer and played a game. I stayed on the phone with him until about 3:30. When I was too tired to stay awake any longer, I shut everything down, said goodnight to my fiancé, and finally went to sleep. When I woke up, it was roughly 5 minutes before my alarm was supposed to wake me up, which was at 5:30 a.m. It was again warm in my room, but I was shaking like I was freezing. I didn't have a fever or feel cold at all. I was just shaking hard. I lay there for a few moments trying to compose myself. I couldn't remember dreaming about anything, so I had no idea what my body was acting or feeling that way. I finally calmed down, got up for work. I have no idea what all these things mean. I'm not sure if I was visited by a spirit last night or if I just had some sort of an extreme case of paranoia. It seems that things in my house are slowly ramping up and getting to the point of making me feel very down and oppressed. Is this normal? Is there a way to make this stop? Should I be concerned for how far this thing may push its limits?
Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Moto offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino. America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time. Play big. Win bigger. On Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time.
Moto.us.
Moto.us. Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Moto offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Moto always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Moto.us. Moto.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Moto offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Moto. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Moto.us. Moto.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Moto offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Moto. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Moto.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time. Play big. Win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time.
Moto.us.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.